It happens after every relationship.
I'm moving on.
But it's not always easy for the other person to accept. Mm. You know, you break up, and that's part of a breakup, is the other person is going to find someone else.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're okay with it. So Camila Cabello is apparently dating a new guy already. Now, I say already, like I know the timeline of their relationship.
No, we don't know
that. I don't know.
I know.
I mean, they must have, when they've had those songs out for a while. Right. They wrote those songs after they broke up.
Written, produced, recorded. I mean, yeah.
They've been apart for months and months.
Yeah.
This isn't too soon, but yeah. It just feels like that because for some reason we got wrapped up in them, you know?
Yeah. Well, they were very cute together.
Yeah. And yeah. It was during the pandemic, you know, and They've shown a little bright light of love and finding love in the pandemic and cute little videos in quarantine and stuff, right?
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, and the documentary with Shawn Mendes, and they're so cute together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Moving on.
Who is the guy, by the way? Did you see who it was? I was kind of interested, and he was like the CEO of something.
Yeah, and I don't...
Locks Club.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that was.
What is Locks Club?
Mm-hmm.
Locks Club
like
founder.
Locks like the
blah,
fish?
Blah, blah. I don't know.
Mm.
I can't imagine that's... I'm the CEO of Locks Club. What do we do? Club. We share locks recipes. Oh, okay. yeah.
Yeah.
They've been spotted. Well, she basically confirmed it.
Yeah, I don't know how... Did she do it on her Instagram? I'm not sure. It's hard for me to watch.
There's some PD. Right. Again, we don't know them.
I don't know.
Don't know
I
them,
just
but
feel
for some
for
reason,
Sean.
The moving on is shocking. Oh, that's funny. Sarah says, I knew my ex had moved on because he finally stopped texting me.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's interesting because all of a sudden they start to drop off and put some distance there. Usually it's not until there's someone else in the picture, right?
Yeah. Man, I remember finding out my ex-boyfriend, obviously not Jay, moved on because I was stalking way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was through MySpace when MySpace first came out. So I, okay. Now listen to this story. If you want to hear a story that comes full circle. So he had dumped me. Mm-hmm. I was so in love with this guy. He had dumped me. And then, I'm stalking his MySpace. And I see through mutual friends, there's a picture with him and this other girl.
Uh-huh.
And this girl's gorgeous. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's really over. And I remember this was like 20 years ago, how upset I was and how devastated I was. Cut to about 6 months ago, I'm laying and getting a facial. And this beautiful woman is shaving my face.
No.
She's stunning. And she's shaving my face.
No.
And she's like, hey, did you date? And instantly I looked up and I'm like, it's you.
Yeah, right. And she has a blade in her hand.
I know. And I was like, man, did I stalk you? Like, you know, they had moved. They didn't end up together either. And she's married with children and everything. But we laughed and like talked about it. I was like,
oh, that's
man,
awesome.
I wanted to be you, you know, because you see them move on and you're like, what does she have that I don't have?
Well, and then
not
you got
a hairy
chance
face,
to,
apparently.
Well, that's true. Right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Laser hair removal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite a full circle moment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then you commiserate about how terrible he was.
Yep.
Right?
And so, we did
and
that.
That's awesome.
We did that.
That's awesome.
And then we were like, we could totally be friends.
Oh, the joys of living in Maine, the small community of Maine.
Yep.
When you run into an ex's ex and go, yeah, he wasn't that great. No, he wasn't.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, we both did. High five, sister.
Yep.
Now, will you get my chin over here? I think you missed one little curly cue. 79 Coast, if you want to tell us how you discovered that they had moved on.
Moving on. I'm moving on.
Moving on. What do you got, Leanna?
Listen, I got a wedding invitation.
You're kidding. That's how you found out they moved on?
And they invited you to the wedding?
I got invited to the wedding and a plus one.
Oh, my God. So did you go?
Hell no.
Oh my God. Did you even RSVP?
I have some pretty nice looking female friends who said, let's go. I'll go with you. And I was like, no, that's just stirring the pot. I'm good. I'm over it.
Yeah. Well, good for you for taking the high road. I would have been tempted to bring a hot date.
Totally.
Well, I was tempted, Blake. I mean,
right.
Come on.
You're like, yeah, so instead I brought each of them hot dates on different dates, not to my ex's wedding.
I should have brought her ex to the wedding.
My God. Oh, my God.
Now, that would have been spicy. Yeah.
Her other ex. Yeah, I don't know. I should have called you guys sooner. You probably could have helped me out.
Oh, my God.
Talked you into it.
You crazy lesbians. First of all, it's a small world. And second of all, you know how to... How to stir the pot.
That's right.
Oh, my
That's
God. Right. All right, Leanna, we love you. Great to hear from you.
I love you guys, too. Have a great day.
Bye-bye, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.